I'm very ambivalent about 2012. For a lot of people, 2011 was like a horrible year, and I see a lot of people on my Twitter saying, oh, like, good riddance to this year, can't wait for 2012. And I say that about most years, but not this year. 2011 was not that bad, you know? I actually learned a lot of stuff, and some good things happened to me. But 2012 is... this is... I'm very ambivalent about 2012, because this is the first year in a very long time where I don't know where I'm going to be a year from today. You know, like, it's the most uncertain new year I've ever been a part of in my whole life. How do you feel about 2012?
I feel alright. You know, like, I feel like I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I just started out this new career. And, you know, like, getting this job is kind of a fluke. You know, like, I was able to get in with the, you know, the right people, and I was able to learn a lot on the job, you know, but I don't know. I'm still at the point right now where I don't know if I'm skilled enough to get my next job, you know, and I would like to get a new job, hopefully before the year is out. So, yeah, it's hard for me to say because... yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. A lot of potential for this year, but could be a lot of potential for disappointment too.
Yeah. 2012 right now is the most uncertain year of my entire life. Looking forward to it right now. But hey, I'm making this recording. Maybe a year from today we can look back on this and be like, ha ha, remember how uncertain we were?
I hope so.
Atop our, we'll be playing this audio back a year from today from atop our piles of money.
Yep.
That's, no, that's the hope. That's the hope. But aside from money, hopefully other rewarding things as well.
Hopefully.